see who I should be. I don't see myself when I look in your eyes. Thank God for that.
This is Pirate RC. I'm here with James from Star Sailor, out back of I Pay One Center. How you doing, James?
Very good, thank you.
And how are you enjoying California so far? It's kind of rainy today, so
felt like home. It's still fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoying it.
Good.
Had a nice look around the old town, San Diego, yesterday. So, looking forward to going back to LA.
Yeah, nice. And you were on Leno, right? Pretty recently.
Yeah.
How was that? How was the crowd and just being on a show in LA?
Hey, it was brilliant. It was really good. Yeah, it's. I think one of the shows we did, I think it was Ferguson, Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay.
Was on, so that was pretty exciting.
So is that something you enjoy, meeting actually the other stars that are on the shows? And
yeah, definitely. Because a lot of the time it's people in American soaps and comedy series that we don't get at home, so we don't really know who they are. So when you get like Hollywood actors like Billy Bob Thornton and Naomi Watts, it's quite exciting.
Well, I want to talk to you about your current album. It's political, really. I mean, in general, which... Even though there's a lot going on in the world, and I think people are more aware of these things than they have been in the past, whether it be Africa or just war or Iraq or anything like that. A lot of artists aren't going that way and aren't making albums that have a statement. So what made you decide to do that?
I'm not sure. I think it was just the right time. And I think we'd experienced enough of the world as well and enough different cultures and different points of view to... put our own across, because I think it's always dangerous to jump in at the deep end when you've not really seen much of the world. And I think all the touring we've done and all the people we've met, we were ready to sort of branch out from the more personal songs that we'd written before.
Great. I read about just you living, I guess, in Ireland, right? And an incident that your sister-in-law had.
Yeah.
With dealing with just religion and her not being of the same religion. In general, I mean, that's something that does occur over there.
Yeah.
And there is that kind of form of terrorism even that occurs over there. And what's your experience been with locals over there compared to here? Like here in the U.S., I'm sure you've seen just even our security at the airport and things like that is a lot different and really strict. But there, they've dealt with that for years and every day. So how have you noticed that people handle it there differently?
Pretty good. I think I've been kind of welcomed into Northern Ireland, really. I think it's been really good. I think the there's just an undercurrent of the odd incident of sectarianism, which is still around, and I think it is prevalent among the younger generation more than sort of my own age group. I think hopefully most people have grown out of it by then and understand that we're all the same and it's just a few rogues that fall by the wayside
and keep going with it.
If
we go back to just your album and your creative process, how has that changed now that it was your third album? I mean, that's actually, you know, that's kind of a long time, really, even for a band to be together in some sense. So how's that working for you as far as creative process? Do you guys, has it changed for you since the first and second albums?
Not really. We're still... we've not sort of messed with the winning formula, really. It's been a pretty constant, really. A lot of the ballads and the more downbeat songs I'll sort of write on an acoustic guitar and approach the band with sort of most of a song, really. The more upbeat numbers, the sort of rockier ones, it's more of a collective process. So I think we've all improved from experience, and I think seem to be working harder and harder on the lyrics. So there seems to be a lot of really great lyricists out there at the moment, like Rufus Wainwright and Bright Eyes. Panic at the Disco's lyrics are great as well. It's like there's some tough competition.
The lyrics are very important to you personally, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And do any of the other guys contribute there, or is it mostly you who drives the songs from that perspective?
yeah, from a lyrical perspective, it's all me, and the music's a collective thing.
Do you ever see, just down the road, yourself doing anything solo, or right now you see yourself just with a band? I mean, as far as just if you got a really personal album going or something like that.
I think for the foreseeable future, the band is sort of where it's at.
It's kind of popular right now, I think, for a lot of guys to go, oh, I'm going to make my solo album, I'll come back and things.
I don't think I could do that. It's like once the band has kind of ran its course, I'd go off and do something on my own and sort of take it from there. But that's like, hopefully there's at least another 10 years left in Star Sailor. Like, because we look at a band like The Charlatans and just celebrated 16 years together, and it's something to aim for.
How's it been touring with James Blunt? Are you guys fans of his? I mean, he's another person who's been very socially conscious in his lyrics, for example.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've really sort of amazed and admired how quickly he's sort of risen to fame, and he deserves it as well, because he's worked really hard at it, and he's a really nice bloke. I think he's not kind of in my top five artists. There's only like a handful of bands that I really sort of love to listen to week in, week out. But it's certainly, if someone put it on, his record on, as at a party or something, I wouldn't tell them to turn it off.
Right.
Put it that way.
Who would be in your top five, or not even sticking with the five, but just who are your top people that you can always listen to?
Jeff Buckley, Neil Young, Rufus Wainwright, Bruce Springsteen, the Rolling Stones. They're the ones that spring to mind.
So it's a nice
immediately.
Mix of the US artists and the British artists as well. Yeah. And who do you feel like you're most influenced by?
Strong sort of Buckley influence vocally, I think. Definitely he's kind of someone who I hold up as a great singer and try and emulate that clarity in his voice. Bruce Springsteen a bit as well, although not quite so much as The Killers recently. It's like Born to Run 2, that record.
They really made an impact with, you know, just with what they've done too.
Yeah.
Well, there was that whole wave that kind of came through. It was like, you guys, I remember when your first album came out actually, and you guys kind of came up, and then it was just music kind of changed right then though too. It's kind of interesting, and now it's again the like really heavy, kind of heavier rock influenced British bands, and I noticed like this record does have some more powerful songs on it and harder hitting. And was that, do you feel like you were influenced by what was going on around you, or just that's where you guys felt like going to?
A little bit of both really, because we try and evolve with every album. You're always walking a bit of a tightrope because your fans sort of fall in love with a record and a sound, and this can get a bit disillusioned if you go too far in another direction. So it's all about that balancing act between sort of keeping the people happy that have given you a career and also expanding your own boundaries. I think as long as you keep the core elements the same, as long as there's a great melody in it, a sort of catchy lyric underneath whatever the sonics of it are, it works. I think that's the true test of a great song. That's why certain songs have been covered so much, like Unchained Melody or like Marilyn Manson's version of Sweet Dreams compared to the Eurythmics. It's like, it works either way.
Right, that's true. So what's been your favorite place that you've been while you're over here? I know you have toured the U.S. before. It was a lot smaller venues. I mean, even in San Diego, this is quite a large venue for us anyway.
Yeah.
So how's just this tour in general, your favorite places? And
Probably the Fox Theatre in Detroit was a beautiful venue. Definitely enjoyed playing there. Some of the crowds in the sort of less well-known cities of America, like Louisville and St. Louis. We've had some great concerts there and really enjoyed them.
A little more receptive.
Yeah, I think the more provincial towns and cities are better audiences sometimes because they don't get that much music passing through, whereas New York and LA is the amazing cities, but they're pretty spoilt with the amount of bands and artists. Like, it's a good concert on every night, pretty much.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.